Can't believe Israel tricked you into tweeting Hitler was right. Will the IDF stop at nothing? Writer Sarah Dida mocked. Cancel culture, finally deserved, one Twitter user wrote. You said Hitler was right and you want us to think your dismissal was a result of Jews controlling the media pursuing their racism? Another wrote. Is this a joke? The user added. You can't even say Hitler was right on the BBC these days, another quipped. Lol. Lefton said that the popular hashtag that she unthinkingly used was literally hashtag Hitler was right, another wrote. Cry me a river, babe. Tweets Hitler was right and blames a pro-Israel censorship campaign and the pro-Israel mob for the consequences, yet another wrote. Delusional. You literally praised Adolf Hitler. This entire statement is a masterclass in gaslighting, another user wrote. In September of last year, the recently installed director general of the BBC, Tim Davie, said that he would look into limiting partisan posts on social media from journalists employed by the publicly funded broadcaster. If you want to be an opinionated columnist or a partisan campaigner on social media, then that is a valid choice. But you should not be working at the BBC, Davie said at the time. The liberal progressive news organization has been criticized by the political left and right in the United Kingdom, both of which have accused it of media bias. In 2017, the BBC came under fire for apparent bias in its reporting on Israel following a post that read, "Three Palestinians killed after deadly stabbing in Jerusalem." It failed to mention that those killed were in fact Palestinian terrorists who had fatally stabbed an Israeli policewoman. The BBC only later updated the article's title to reflect the truth. Former chairman of the BBC, Lord Michael Grade, said at the time, "If the BBC can get this wrong, it is little wonder that Israel finds it so hard to put aside the idea that some critics are motivated by something more sinister than political commentary." Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.